With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. Costello, how you doing?
I'm good, Richard. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, trade deadline is approaching. The Jets have already made a couple of moves. What do you foresee coming up, if anything?
If anything, it'll be very minor moves, Richard. No one of major note, What the Jets have to do right now with where they are record-wise at 0-7 and likely 0-8 after tomorrow, you look who's going to be a part of the future, who's going to be part of this team next year and beyond. And guys who are not, can be moved. So an Avery Williamson maybe could be moved. Someone like that I could see. But I don't think anyone of major note is going to be traded by the Jets.
Yeah, especially Quinn and Williams. They talk about a guy that you can build around, a young guy. You're not going to trade those guys that, have a future with the team as opposed to guys who you're pretty much sure that they're not going to be around next year.
Yeah, that rumor that was out there that they're not trading Quinn and Williams. I mean, I suppose if someone comes along and offers them four first-round picks or something like that, they would trade them, but they're not looking to move Quinn and Williams unless it's some insane package, and they were not shopping him. From what I understand, they actually started taking calls after that report came out because other teams were like, oh, really? He's available? And then teams were calling Joe Douglas, but the Jets are not looking to move Quinn and Williams. He's 22 years old. They have him under team control for the next 2 years, 3 years with the team option. He's coming on. He's played pretty well the last couple of weeks. So that's a guy that's going to be part of the core of this team going forward. They don't have many of those guys, but you want them.
Yeah, and, looking at the game tomorrow, I mean, it's just I'm thinking of all the other games that are on at the same time that I'd probably rather watch. But, you got to keep your eye on this one. But, they were like 20-point underdogs when it opened. I mean, it just – I can't really see any way the Jets are even very competitive in this game, can you?
No, because I think the only way you say is, oh, well, maybe the Chiefs turn it over. The Jets have forced some turnovers. They have 7 interceptions. And they've been pretty good at turning it over. But Patrick Mahomes has 1 interception this year. And the guy just doesn't play bad games, Richard. It's unbelievable when you look at his career game log. The worst half of football he played was the first half of the Super Bowl last year, and he came back from that and won the Super Bowl and MVP in the second half. So it's hard to imagine him having a bad game. And, for me, that's the only way the Jets are in this thing is if the Chiefs turn it over or if the Jets get some special teams plays, which they haven't had this year, if they block a punt, if they they'd have to get the team to punt to do that, which they didn't last week, or they return a kickoff or turn a punt, something like that. Maybe they can hang around for a little while, but it's hard to imagine that happen.
Yeah, and the rest of the season, it looks like this is Sam Darnold's last gasp here with this team. I haven't totally written him off yet. Most people have, it seems. Okay, you're going to get the first, pick, and you're going to get Trevor Lawrence and all that kind of stuff. But, Darnold... if anything, even to increase his possibility of a trade to go to another team down the road so that he'll have a chance somewhere else, he's got to pick it up.
Yeah, he does. I don't know if it's his last gasp, Richard, simply because of what you just said. People are assuming this team is going to have the number one pick right now, and it looks like they're going to, they could go 0-16, but they might win a game at some point. And there's a lot of one-win teams in this league right now, and they could end up tied with, you know, let's say a Jacksonville. If they end up 1-15 and 1-15, but the likelihood is Jacksonville is going to get the number one pick because the tiebreaker is strength of schedule, and the Jets have a very difficult schedule. So I don't think you can count Sam Darnold out yet, because then it gets interesting. If the Jets are picking second, what do they do then? Do they move on from Sam Darnold and take a Justin Fields, or do they build around Sam Darnold? So, you know, I think these are meaningful games for Sam the rest of the way here, just to kind of, you know, they need something from Sam, though. He hasn't really had a good year yet, and I know we look at the players around him, and that's a big reason why. But you need to see some signs that he can carry the team a little bit, even if he doesn't have the best talent around him.
Sure. And the problem is you're looking at first and second year quarterbacks who have thrived, maybe not with the best talent around them, but, you know, maybe with a better offensive line, better receivers, you know, better weapons, at least on their side of the football. And even though their teams aren't necessarily winning, they're making a better impression than Darnold is right now.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen a good game from Sam. You know, I'd say last year, probably against Washington in November, was the last game he really played that you thought was a complete game. So you're right. I mean, Joe Burrow doesn't have a great team around him, and you're seeing signs there. Justin Herbert doesn't have a great team around him, seeing signs there. So, you know, it would help Sam a lot if he could just come out and have a strong game or two. I don't think this is the week to do it. You know, we talk about the Chiefs offense a lot. The Chiefs defense is pretty good. They're susceptible to the run, but they're pretty good against the pass. You know, they have Honey Badger back there. They have Chris Jones rushing and Frank Clark rushing. And, you know, like we've talked about all year, he's down a couple receivers again tomorrow. No Jamison Crowder, no Breshad Perriman. So it's going to be tough for him. What's interesting, Richard, is looking ahead to next week, New England feels like a game where, like, maybe the Jets can compete. Maybe Sam Darnold can have a good game against the Patriots. Like, it's weird to say that, but the Patriots now feel like that game on the Jets' schedule, that's maybe somewhere they can get something done.
Yeah, and there's a lot of talk about trading Gilmore, you know, their best defensive player for salary cap reasons and maybe to get something back. And there are certainly a lot of teams that feel that, you know, Seattle, for example, I don't know what their cap situation is vis-a-vis him, but, you know, that could use a guy like that in the secondary. So I don't know that Belichick is definitely at the point of, well, you know, let's toss the season and get rid of guys and wait till next year. But, I mean, it could come down to that for New England.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see it because we just haven't seen it so long in New England. They've rolled for 20 years, you know. So it'll be interesting if they enter that mode and if they move Gilmore. I mean, they've been active at the trade deadline, New England. They've moved players in the past. So I don't think Belichick will hesitate if he feels like he's getting a good package for Gilmore. So it'll be interesting to watch Tuesday.
Well, you think the Buffalo game is going to be the determinative factor on that one for them?
No, I don't think you can put anything on one game. I think Belichick knows his team, you know, and knows what he expects beyond that one game. So I don't think it's that. I think it's probably more, you know, if he thinks that they can get there this year, and if he doesn't, then what's the package he's going to get for Gilmore? And I would think, you know, Gilmore's banged up now. I know that. He hasn't been practicing, so I'm not sure if that affects things, but I think it would be about what he could get in return for him.
Mm. But if they beat Buffalo, I mean, wouldn't that make them think, okay, we can still maybe win this division? Buffalo hasn't played that well lately. Don't think that would be a factor?
I think Belichick might be thinking that now. He knows his team, Rich. He's not going to be influenced by one decision one week. Like, he knows what he expects from his team, and he might think this team is better than you or I think. And you know, this losing streak is just kind of an anomaly, and they'll be okay, and they can right the ship. I don't think one game is going to really alter his view of his team very much.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. You know, Gaze again. You know, it just is like, okay, let's wait. Again, you know, we've talked about this every week, and the fans are like, fire the guy already. And yet, you know, the timing isn't right. I mean, if they're just totally embarrassed tomorrow, I mean, if it's like 40-0 or 40-6, would that tip it over, or is it just wait for the right time?
Yeah, I don't think so, because I think now the bye week is in sight. So why not just wait till the bye week if you're going to do it, and then give the interim coach a chance to kind of get his program in order? You know, you give him, their bye week comes after a Monday night game, but you give him essentially, you know, 5-6 days to get things settled before he actually has to run a practice. You know, if you do it now, I don't really see the point of doing it now versus just waiting a week if that's what your decision is going to be.
Do you think, you know, everybody knows the election is coming up. If Woody Johnson is no longer in England, him coming back or knowing that he is going to come back, does that influence this decision at all? Or are he and Chris pretty much on the same page in terms of where they're going with this?
I think they're on the same page. I don't think it influences it. I think, you know, the interesting thing is going to be the timing. You know, there's no set time when the ambassador has to come back, which, like, he's not going to be back here next Thursday if Trump loses the election. So, you know, like, I think it'll be like January, from kind of what I understand, and it's going to be up to if Biden wins, you know, he's going to have to name a replacement for Woody for the ambassadorship, and then Woody would come back. So the interesting part to me is more the coaching search and Woody's involvement in that once that starts. But I think he and Christopher talk all the time. I'm sure they're on the same page with what to do here with Gase.
Do you think that the allegations that have been made against him are going to be factored into this vis-a-vis the NFL?
I think they might. I think it'll probably be quiet. I don't think they're going to advertise that, but I think, you know, quietly the NFL might tell him, you know, we kind of like Christopher in the face of the team. You know, you can own the team. They're not going to do anything there, but why don't you just, you know, take a back seat to your brother and let him kind of be the face and the voice of the team for right now.
We have just gotten word. Oh, terrible. Sean Connery has died.
Yeah, I just saw that before it came on.
Yeah.
2020, the hits keep coming in 2020.
Man, and that is just, I mean, if you're, you know, a James Bond fan, I mean, I think we all just, I mean, we all are just huge Sean Connery. I mean, he was the best James Bond, no question. And he was, I think, 89 years old. And, you know, he hadn't been doing anything lately, no movies or anything lately, kind of living in retirement. And we hadn't heard much about health issues or anything like that. But, boy, that's... That hits you hard, and it's just another 2020 thing where, man, you know, just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, Richard, like, I'm a little younger than you, I think, but, and I didn't grow up on James Bond, but he had, like, kind of a, you know, he had some roles in the 80s in movies, like, that I love, The Untouchable and The Hunt for Red October. He had some, you know, some great roles later in his career.
Yeah, the last Raiders of the Lost Ark, where he played Indiana Jones' father.
Yeah, he kind of had a great long career.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll let you go.
All right.
We'll talk to you next weekend. Thank you. Thank
all
you, Brian.
Richard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!